What is going on, our ye listeners? We are going to do a special episode of, it's kind of like bodybuilder, training partner, Mr. and Mrs. So basically I'm going to ask Finn and Reese a question and then they're going to provide an answer of what is the answer.
We've got to try and match. Yeah. So like, let's do an example one.
For example, what is the other person's favourite... No, hang on.
Favourite colour? No, let him do it. No.
Who has the best haircut?
Okay, so...
So then you would answer who you think out of the two has the best haircut, as will you.
Okay. And this is just going to become an arguing contest. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Are we doing it? All right. Yeah.
Oh, you're not spot your name.
No, I'm going to put R. Yeah. I've got R, Reese.
You got to share the camera.
Who'd you put? Finn.
I put Finn.
No chance. I think a lot of people would disagree with that.
Yeah, let us know. Also, with any of these questions, let us know your thoughts in the comments.
I think your hair's just a bit long and messy.
It is a bit long and messy now. I've actually thought it is a bit. It needs to get
Wait until I get my blonde highlights.
And that's going to change. It's going to change that.
Coming on the 25th.
Are you kidding?
No, he's getting one highlights. He's not 12, he's 25.
I've got your blood stone recently.
I'm getting done again soon.
Right, yeah, I think your testosterone is still non-existent.
I guarantee it. It'll look good. I'm not getting like full blonde highlights. I'm just getting like little bits.
Let's get into the questions.
Right.
Yeah, you've already not done it right. You're supposed to ask me. So for example...
No, I've got them. I'm getting warmed up. We're getting warmed up. For instance, I've put...
This is the first one.
You've got to guess Reese's favourite bodybuilder. Reese's also going to write down...
That's what we should be doing.
Yes, but this is more an in-depth...
Oh, okay.
We're just getting started with quickfire.
Right,
so,
yeah, I'll leave it to...
I'm going to make you argue first. Who makes the most effort with the podcast?
Oh, yeah, easy, me.
I'm just going to put, like,
Finn.
Finn.
Yeah. I'd argue, actually, Sam. Sam gets.
I would also agree.
Yeah, actually, I would say who makes any effort with the podcast? That should be the question.
I've made an effort tonight.
Yeah, you've made more effort than Reese ever has.
How is that? This is literally, this studio setup was based off me speaking to
based
my
on mum. Your mum.
Yeah, based off of your birthright.
My bank account and your bank account.
No, and then, but in terms of the podcast, the actual like
day to day,
you don't know how, you don't have a clue how to set it up.
It's your laptop. I don't try
Even
to.
If it was your laptop, you wouldn't know.
I knew this would happen.
It's GarageBand, and I've never brought my laptop.
It's not GarageBand. Don't tell everyone the secret.
Oh God,
it's GarageBand. Yeah. Me and Tom's we've been trying to work it out for weeks.
thanks for that, guys. It's GarageBand.
Yeah, no, there's certain things. It's like, for example, if we were in the shed, there's certain things that like I'd set up better and you'd set up. You know what I mean? Like there's certain things with training.
The shed, as in when you was in lockdown.
No, as in our new gym, trained by JP.
Of course.
How do we say that gym's name, by the way?
What is the gym's
name? Hey, bro, are you training at TBJP X Shed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't think he's.
I'm hoping that when they actually open it up, they're just going to give it a name.
The shed.
Like, and go, right guys, the opening of...
Yeah, but the shed, the shed sounds great.
Yeah.
But JP, it's not got JP's name in it.
Do you know what would be hilarious? Is if everyone went and pronounced it wrong and went, oh, is this Sheed? Is this Sheed? I'm here to sign up at Sheed. Yeah, it's pronounced shed. No, it's not, it's Sheed. That'd just be hilarious.
Yeah.
And who has a better car? Who has the better car out of the two?
What we're classing as better.
Yeah. Exactly. You've just got to write down
answer. No, I think this is it's hard.
It's subjective.
I like a Mustang. Mine's cooler for me. I prefer mine, but I can understand why Finn would prefer his. So I don't want to argue over this. I think cars are very subjective.
Yeah, but this is the point.
This is the point.
Okay, based off everything. Based off everything.
Yeah. Gonna go with R. Gonna go with Reese.
So I'll go with R. But only because I don't know enough about cars.
Yeah.
And apparently Reese's car is a decent car.
Yeah. Right. Is your car the bigger engine version?
No.
I would then say...
Yeah, it's not Reese's. Five,
yeah.
Because
the sound of it then would be different.
Wait till I put it in sport mode.
Say less cars.
Yeah. No, the 5 litre has the same performance specs as mine. It's 400 horsepower. The exact same. I literally looked stat for stat, they're exactly the same. And I think... If you're going off aesthetics, it's more beefy. But then,
if you like it.
Yeah. I'd say a Mustang 5 liter is beefier. But I think if you look at everything, I'd say mine objectively, it's more expensive. But I wouldn't, if we were to swap, I wouldn't be like,
if we were to swap, I wouldn't want yours. That's the difference. You know, and I like mine in terms of they're not, like, for me, again, I don't know enough about cars. Your car just looks like a black BMW to me. Yeah. It's better since you got the upgrades, but it just looks like a black BMW.
Yeah.
Nice. Right, next question.
For people that don't know, Finn's got a Mustang, I've got an M2 comp.
I've got a Mustang something else. I bet I can make mine sound cool. I've got a Mustang. Or a BMW
Sally. M2 comp, yeah.
I've got a C220D Merc. If anyone wants to buy it, it is for sale.
What do you get afterwards? Are you thinking about?
Defender. I'm going to call it Virgil. Yeah.
Did you see my mum before you left?
Yeah, I love it. It's awesome.
Steal it.
Yeah. I might just ask her. You know, she gave you a podcast.
She gave Reese everything.
She gave Reese his car.
Can I have a car as well?
Hey, I look good. Defender. In an eating challenge, who do you think would eat the most? Who's got the biggest appetite of the two?
Finn's instantly going to write him.
Why not?
Why?
I'll put JP.
JP's there going, eating challenge.
Who'd you go for?
Finn.
Nice.
I think it depends on the phase. I think if we were both peak offsies, I think you.
Yeah.
But I think now, I could still put away a decent amount. I think you would maybe struggle with the fact you don't eat, you don't finish a meal ever.
Nice.
I've never seen him finish a meal.
Never finished a meal.
Where's that cream of rice pot?
Finished it, mate.
He's been putting it in the plant pot.
Finished it.
Oh, he's not even finished his whey. There's about 20 grams in there that I'd be happy. He's a whippist.
Right, okay, let's go for some more long-winded answers. So you've got to... I'll ask you the question. Finn, I'll ask you first. Reese, you've then got to give you the answer.
Finn's going to
guess what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Finn, who is your favourite bodybuilder of all time?
It's hard, that.
Oh.
Don't just say Ronnie Cobb.
Sorry. Let's change it. Foot bodybuilding. Who's your favourite footballer of all time?
We'll do bodybuilding then.
You're gonna try and trip me up.
We're trying to get. I want you to get mine. I want to get yours. We're helping each other out.
Favorite bodybuilder.
Yeah, because you could really just fuck this up and go for like some League Two player. You could say your mate Kyle Wootton. Yeah, he's the best. He's the GOAT.
He's better than Ivan Tony.
I honestly have no idea.
He is better than Ivan Tony, isn't he? Okay, I'm thinking. Footballer is more nostalgia than now.
Yeah. What do you mean more nostalgia?
It's like, more like from when I was younger and like memories of being younger. It's why I've chosen my favourite footballer. I'm not choosing my favourite footballer now.
Okay. Yeah. Can I guess?
I've done the same for you, by the way. Is like growing up your favourite player.
Yeah, I'm on footballer now. Okay. Footballer now would be a bit different.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we do I'm not done yet. Should we do footballer now?
Yeah. Footballer now. Okay, footballer now.
I may as well not be here.
Yeah. Who would be your favourite footballer now, mate?
Yeah, my favourite footballer right now. I think De Bruyne is very good.
De Bruyne is very good.
Mate, when he played the other day against Newcastle, City's won the league in my eyes now.
Yeah.
But no chance. I love Virgil van Dijk. I love him.
I love Virgil van Dijk. So we've got, obviously, bodybuilder, old footballer, current footballer.
Okay, so let's do bodybuilder first.
You're just going to say what you went for?
Yeah, so... I've put for yours, Phil Heath.
It was
Phil Heath, and you've changed it to Milos.
Milos? No.
You've changed it to...
No, it's not. I didn't like him as a bodybuilder.
You've changed it to John Jewett.
No. Physique.
Oh, Jeremy Buendia.
Yeah, because Buendia is number one.
Yeah, but...
But if you go open, it was Phil Heath.
Yeah.
Didn't show you anything else.
It was Phil Heath. Yeah,
it was Phil Heath. I've gone for you, Ronnie.
I was close to putting Ronnie. But I've put Jay.
I'm going to say Jay for one of you, just because you met him.
I do like Jay.
It's got to be Jay. So that's why I put Jay.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to the Arnold?
Josh asked me.
Yeah, I imagine so.
I said, I've not really thought of it, but I'll go.
Yeah. Are you going? You going to get pro show? Are you going with them?
Mate, Dan, sign us up. We'll come with you. That'd be cool.
Well, yeah, why don't we all do that together?
Because Dan's obviously going to need extra hands. It'd be quite cool.
Yeah, but I'm not going back to sponsorship. Neither is Finn, so
damn. Mate, you're not going then, because these clothes ain't going to fit you.
I'll just give me a tag and I'll wear my normal tops.
Am I not too big?
No,
I'm fairly confident. I think they've got loads of medium sizes, mate.
Yeah,
what size are you wearing? quotes.
In all in, I think I've got extra large stuff.
Fucking hell!
What are you? Large?
This jumper's a medium.
What? Really?
Maybe hey, I've got...
My t-shirt's a large.
Maybe I've got large then.
Maybe
I've got large.
Yeah.
I have to double check.
Right. Next one.
Next question.
Old footballer.
I'm going to go first for this. I've said CR7.
Yeah, it's got to be easy. Ronaldo.
Old
yeah,
football, he's still playing.
Yeah, but I mean, like yeah, growing up.
Growing up, Cristiano
I've gone Gerrard for you.
No.
Torres?
Oh, no.
How do you forget Arnold? Because I'm Ronaldo.
Thinking about he's thinking Liverpool. Yeah.
Gerrard's probably like top 10.
Go like this.
Yeah, Gerrard's top 10, but he's not even probably top 5. I've got a fair few over him.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah. And then current, who have you gone for me?
Nunes.
Oh, that's a good one. No. Killy. Mbappe. Whoa.
Who have you gone for me?
Jude.
I've got Mbappe.
Oh, really? You got Mbappe? Yeah. First?
Nice.
I respect that. Yeah. Game recognises game.
Yeah.
If this was SDS, we'd be like, tapping each other up over the table, you're giving a piss bump or whatever.
That was good, though.
Yeah.
Next questions, what we got?
Guess the other person's favourite flavour monster. Oh, sorry, let's go energy drink altogether. Let's take... Not just Monster, let's open the floor.
So ghost, I'm guessing Reese's. Rain, and bang. Write mine down.
I think I can write yours down.
Right. That's an A.
I've put three for you.
Oh, okay. So I don't think I've got three.
Three?
Okay.
Well, I bet when I say all three, you go, oh, yeah.
Okay, right. So for you, I put Peach King.
Yeah, the Peach King.
You still
Monster.
Like that?
I haven't had it since I prepped, so I might not.
Ah.
Yeah.
So I don't know anymore.
Okay. I think it tastes better.
Ooh, actually. No, that's not mine.
No! VAR.
No. Josh, have we got points? We need to do points.
No, we're not doing points.
Yeah, we should.
1-1. 1-1.
Is it?
Yeah. You guess Phil He.
Yeah, I got CR7. Guessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you both went for Mbappe for each other.
Yeah, but I had... He didn't go for Mbappe for me.
No.
Yeah. For Jude.
Yeah.
I went for Mbappe for him.
Oh, no. So 2-1. No, you went for Mbappe for yourself. Yeah.
No,
reverse. I got it.
So Monster Peachy Keen.
Yeah.
Yes, but what about another one? Because I've got three for you, so pick another one for me as well.
Oh, if you don't get it, I'm going to guess. Orange Dreamsicle.
Orange Dreamsicle, Rain.
Oh, I would never think that. It's white.
Oh, it's vile. It's the best.
Absolutely.
It's the best, isn't it? It's
Josh, I'm too white and too old to do that. Like.
I've just got cramp in my arms while doing that.
So, I've gone with you. White Monster.
Yeah, that's first.
Ghost. The Red Ghost. The... What is
Cherry
it called?
Limeade.
What's the red one that you like called?
Red Berry.
It's like the red Sour Patch Kids one.
Yeah, Red Berry.
Yeah, it's good, but I don't have that.
Or Rain White Gummy Bear.
Yeah, I put white dot dot gummy bear.
But he also wrote yummy bear as well.
So, surely I've got...
No, you don't get double points.
We both get a point.
2-2.
Yeah, 2-2 for that.
2-2.
Yeah,
nice. Good work. Right. What show did the other person enjoy the most in all the time of competing? If you had to pick one show that you've gone... In fact, no, let's go this season.
What?
You competed last year, didn't you?
Yeah.
23,
What, we competed in?
So, what show did Reese compete in that he enjoyed the most? What show did Finn compete in that he enjoyed the most?
No, let's make it more, because I only did four shows. But
Sorry. No. I've got a great one. Which show did the other person get cheated out of the most?
Can we do the enjoyed one?
Oh, do you know what he cheated?
I don't think I got cheated out of anything.
Yeah.
You got cheated out of the WMBF UK, let's be honest.
Yeah, but I won.
Yeah, but no.
Where's your medal?
Get it up on the wall.
Yeah, we will do.
What's the actual question?
Let's do both. Enjoyed. Let's do liked and...
What, you enjoyed?
And liked the least.
Mate, you hated the WMBF, you were crying afterwards.
Enjoyed the most and...
He was in tears.
I've still not watched that video. I need to...
Mate, you didn't enjoy any. A1 you hated.
Right, let's do enjoyed the most and enjoyed the least.
Okay.
For both of us.
Enjoyed the least all of them. All of them, and I win, I get it all, you can't argue.
Come on, dig deep.
Ticking across for liked and disliked.
Okay.
Thanks, if you not, if you, you, I'm going to argue this if it's not, and you've got to accept it. So, yeah, you have to.
So no matter what, Reese is getting a point.
Yeah, you have to, because this is the only one you actually seem happy for. So yeah, and then enjoyed the least. Remainder. Imagine you're the seven.
Seven.
Seven shows.
Six shows, whatever.
I don't know. I didn't do that. Okay, let's do
yours first. So I think the show that Reese enjoyed the most.
Written down yours that you bloody enjoyed.
Oh no, I'll answer. I'll answer once.
I think the one that Reese enjoyed the most was FitEx.
Nah, PCA. I prefer PCA. Thought it was a cooler stage. FitEx, it was a bit of a small show.
That's not right. That's fake. You're lying.
No, in my head it was PCA.
Oh, the PCA Universe.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that. I was thinking it was the first
PCA. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
The one you enjoyed the least, Two Bros?
Probably PCA. But I know, I'll take that.
PCA and PCA, you can't have them both.
No, first PCA. I didn't enjoy that. I
thought PCA it was when you got cheated out right by...
Natty
Didn't get cheated contest. Out of it. You just didn't get glazed.
Yeah.
Natty Love Island contestant. Who's that?
The guy that beat me.
He's not been on Love Island.
No, he just looks like he should be on Love Island.
No, I had a job and my nickname for the entire time that I was there was Love Island. Yeah. Because I just looked like I should be on Love Island. Yeah.
Don't know what they're saying.
No, I don't.
You're fucking ugly.
Yeah.
No, I think I'm right there. So you should have written yours down because now you're just going to go.
I would have said PCA first one, but I accept Two Bros.
He's a big cheat, you know. Yeah, he's got all aspects
of life. Yeah, mate. Yeah. You loved the FitEx show.
No, I liked it because it was the first time competing, but I look back and think PCA.
I'll give you that one. Yeah. I didn't even think of the universe for some reason. So I was just thinking of the PCA as the first show.
Yeah.
And then Two Bros, you weren't happy with that. And the Two Bros show was shit.
Yeah.
And you looked shit.
I didn't look shit, I just didn't. Everything was just a bit naff. Everything was just a bit.
Yeah, you didn't.
Everything was just a bit
meh. You weren't like.
No, I was happier.
Your best.
Yeah. But also, like, the week before, I was like, oh, that's a bit naff because I don't know what.
Cracking up a
second over another. Yeah.
Right, go on then.
For you, the one you enjoyed the most, I'd say FitEx.
Yeah.
Did you write that down?
Yeah.
Sick.
Because I've written them down properly.
The least A1.
Yeah.
2 points up.
I think I should.
Winning, baby. Josh, what do you think?
I'm going to give you 1 point.
Okay.
Because
Reese didn't write.
He didn't abide the rules, which is no surprise.
And Reese gets 2 points.
Yeah. So it's 4-3 going into. Do you call this the final round?
Is it the last question?
You tell us.
Is it the last question?
It's 8:05.
So yeah, it's the last one.
It's the last round. Congrats, guys. Let's go for a food round. So we're going to go for 3 food questions.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, Finn knows me, I'm easy. Finn's a bit more out there. Okay.
Right, okay, favourite flavour of Cookie Dealer? Least favourite whey flavour that the other person's had throughout the time that you've known each other? Is the one that you've gone, that was fucking horrible, that. Okay. Like, for instance...
You should know
about it. Yeah, we spoke about this, didn't we? Oh, yeah.
Is the one that you've had to promote where you've been like, this is horrid.
Oh, I can't even remember what it was.
I think I can remember yours.
Yeah.
Right, last question.
Is that the off-plan meal one?
This is, right, off-plan meal, but I would like you to give 3 courses if possible, right? You'll get a point for each course that you get right.
Okay, so we're going out for a meal, we're classing it as that.
What, and you can go to different places, so like starter?
Yeah.
Okay,
have you ever done that? Have you out for food?
Dessert, you want.
Yeah, dessert's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you should both get a point for that.
No, I think my dessert's a bit out.
Don't go trying to trip each other up now.
No.
You've had a fair game, apart from you cheating the last round, Rich, but other than that, it's been good.
You cheating fuck.
We've all enjoyed ourselves.
Is this like a death row sort of thing?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so let's do it that. Your death row, 3 courses, what would you get and where from or whatever?
Oh, your starters, I remember you saying some like weird concoction of like something from...
I'm not going to give you a clue.
I just want to take a moment to apologise to my girlfriend for being home late, because no doubt she's watching this trying to find out why I was so long.
Yeah, to be fair, I apologise to Shannon as well, but Shannon doesn't really watch.
Yeah.
Actually, she now and again she listens when she's bored. Just to see if I'm getting up to no good.
So, the first question that was asked about half an hour ago was, what's the other person's favourite Cookie Dealer flavour?
Okay. Oreo.
Yes.
But what's...
Dark one?
No.
No!
Oh, I put regular choc chip.
You can't, I said it was that.
Oh, you're on about for me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. So yours is the Oreo white?
Yeah, Oreo white.
Oh, I didn't think you liked white chocolate too much.
It's not white chocolate, it's just normal. It's not white chocolate Oreo, it's just normal.
Oh.
Like, it's not.
If I'd have just put Oreo, I'd have got it.
No, because I put Oreo and then put white.
Half.
But
yeah,
half point there.
Mine's armadillo.
So,
no point for
he's currently. Half a point.
Half a point.
Or
3.5.
Okay. The next question was, what is the least favourite flavour whey that the other person has had?
Now, you said this last week.
I know, and you said it as well.
So we should both get this right.
But it's what was it the same?
No.
Good, because I haven't put the same.
What Ooh. Do you think mine is?
I put vanilla.
No. Cinnamon Danish, my protein.
What? Okay.
That's a throwback.
Strawberry gold standard optimal nutrition.
Spot on, perfect. You got that as well. Give him 1.5 points. He gets a bonus point for the. You knew exactly what tub it was.
Nice. Oh,
yeah.
Finn, you take the lead.
I do. I know.
4.5.
I knew you wouldn't get that. Cinnamon Danish is out there. No, well. Yeah. But it was so bad. Yeah. So bad. Yeah.
Okay. And then, that's mine.
Right. Starter / sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go sweet potato wedges. Starter really /
good,
fries.
It's a good shout, but no. Oh wait, I said Five Guy fries. The Cajun spice, they are banging. Yeah, they are better than sweet potatoes.
Starter?
No, starter. I don't really have a starter.
So go on then.
I put chicken wings from when we were in Vegas.
They were.
They were the
good.
Honey ones, yeah.
They were.
That's
why
I said you respect my approach.
I will respect it, but I'm not giving you anything.
0.5?
No.
No.
Garlic mushrooms.
Okay, first.
And then I even put my sides, if I was to have sides, sweet potato wedges.
Okay.
Or corn on the cob.
Okay.
Corn on the cob is solid.
Okay. Main.
Thai chicken and rice.
Really good shout, but no, I put Pizza Hut.
Oh, you don't have Pizza Hut anymore. You like Thai chicken and rice. Yeah, come on.
You
know you like Thai.
That would be my second option. That would be my normal. I'm talking death row. I want to feel like a slob and not,
okay.
and not want to move the following day. Because I'm going to be dead the following day. So
you're not going to move.
For
much.
You, I put Domino's.
Barbecue based Domino's. If you'd have put barbecue base, then you'd
no,
be
no,
a
no, 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 no.
So I'm ahead now.
No. We're going to go.
It's 5. It's a 4.5.
Who's yeah, on 4.5? You. And I've got the last one. I won. Easy. I know you did cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
Yeah.
One cookie dough. I put Oreo / ice cream.
Yeah. I put cookie dough ice cream. But like Oreo
ice cream.
Take that Oreo
ice cream. He'll give you the point now that he knows that he's won.
Yeah.
Although I think I should have won. I feel like the judging has been incorrect.
The judging?
6-6. No, we should do a tiebreaker.
Shootout.
Right, shootout.
Who's got the biggest dick?
Who's got the biggest dick? Who's got the biggest whore of a girlfriend?
Right, okay, yeah.
Who's got the biggest whore of a girlfriend?
Right, final tiebreaker question.
You already knew this, didn't you? You already had a tiebreaker, ready?
No.
Oh, okay.
Let's not write it down. We actually do have to write ours down. Write ours down.
Who's got the biggest whore of a girlfriend? I'm joking.
Easy answer, me.
I think we should just measure cocks live now.
Are you writing that? Or
no, I'm Googling something. And it's this. We're going to finish off the episode with a tiebreaker on general knowledge.
Okay.
And the question that I'm going to ask you both is, how long is the M1 motorway? Whoever gets closest in miles wins today's episode of Bodybuilder, Mr. and Mrs.
Okay.
You have 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Gentlemen.
Reveal. 3.
I'm going to give you. Do I give you the answer? Mm. Oh, no. Reveal, and then I'll give you the answer.
Okay, start. Do a letter.
No. 3, 2,
no, just reveal.
1. Reveal your answers.
297 miles.
It's not that.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
5.12.
That's longer than the whole country.
No, it's not.
I would imagine.
No,
it's not. One of them's like 100 miles.
Yeah.
And the M1's way, it's down in London.
What is it, Jeff?
It's 193 miles.
Okay. Okay.
193 miles. Congratulations, Finn. You are today's winner. Reese.
Yeah. Rotherham's like 1,000 miles. No, it's not.
It's definitely not. Rotherham's like 1,000,000 miles away.
It's not. No. I didn't know how much petrol.
I guessed high.
Yeah.
So I thought, like, in my head, I was like, right, we're in the Midlands. It's probably about 100 up.
Where does the
and about
end?
100 down. And then I added it.
Leeds area, doesn't it?
No, it's like Durham.
Yeah, I think it's the whole country, isn't it?
Like, yeah, it's pretty much.
From
south
to, like, just before you get into Scotland, I think.
It's from London. Do you know what the longest motorway is in the UK?
M42.
Is it?
What is the
longest? We need to kind of wrap this up.
Great content.
Longest motorway. I think it's the A1.
It's not a motorway, is
the
it?
A1
it's an
Classic.
A-road.
A1 Classic. That was an awful show. For Finn. The actual show.
Oh, the Pan American Highway is the longest.
That's obviously not in the UK.
The Autobahn.
You can get across
it's the M6. The M6 is the longest one.
I was actually going to say the M6. Really?
It's 231 miles.
Mm-hmm. Fast.
Yeah, right. There you go. Thank you for watching.
Do you want to wrap it up, mate?
Yeah.
I was the winner.
Well, no, technically I should have won, but then Finn decided to get a bonus half a point because he got the...
Right, is it fair?
You question? Said that. VAR.
Yeah.
We really spoke about it last week.
The bonus point.
I think I was robbed there.
Right, that's that. Right, let's get home.
Josh,
thank you.
No worries.
Straight up. Thanks for watching, guys.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
See you later.
Cheers.